Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFOs over Dawson City, Yukon. That's correct, UFOs over Dawson City, Yukon. The article comes to us from CBC.ca, written by Chris McKintry, dated March 27th, 2024. Now, a lot of you will remember that the Yukon was where the UFO was shot down back in February 2023. The title says, Meteors, UFOs, or Something Else? Dawson City, Yukon residents puzzled by recent sightings in night sky. Begins by saying, I realized it was actually moving quickly, and then as I watched it a second later, it grew a long tail. Doesn't sound like what a meteor or meteorite would do. Goes on and says, some residents in Dawson City, Yukon say they've been seeing unusual things in the night sky lately, and it's not the northern lights. But some might say it's equally as fascinating. Over the past few weeks, some residents have taken to social media to report seeing what they described as a fireball or meteor overhead. And last week, two residents said they both saw something similar. Naomi Gladish lives in Henderson Corner, a subdivision approximately 20 kilometers, I guess what's that, about 15 miles from downtown Dawson City. She told CBC News she saw something while walking her dog Friday morning. I looked up and saw a bright star, Gladish said. Or what I thought was a star. With a fraction of a second, I realized it was actually moving, and then as I watched it, a second later, it grew a long tail. Gladys said the unknown object started to change into a pale blue color like a gas flame. Then a few seconds later, it appeared to burn out. I could see fire or coal, Gladys said, like red glowing bits breaking off of it. And then that was it. I tried watching to see if I could see any dark chunks falling from that spot or carrying on from that spot, but the sky was dark. It reminds me of that sighting over in Council Bluff many years ago when they saw this red pulsating light, you know, discharging lava-like metal, which was later collected. A minute or two after Gladys saw what she thought was a meteor, she heard a boom in the distance. My dog and I both turned our head to that exact direction that I had just seen, she said. I figured it was related. So they see the sighting, they hear the sonic boom. Now some people are going to say, well, it's probably a meteor coming in. But, you know, we also associate this with UFOs sometime. Dawson resident Jeff Delisle reported seeing something similar at about the same time. He then took to social media to ask if anyone else had seen it. Two people responded, saying they had. It flew right above me, Delisle wrote. Pretty cool looking. What is it? Yeah, pretty cool, but no one seems to know what it is. Then it goes on here, it says, likely not a meteor, says astronomer. Krista Van Lerhoven, president of the Yukon Astronomical Society, came across Delisle's post and got in touch. She asked about what he'd seen, such as how long it was in the sky and the color. Van Lerhoven told CBC News that based on descriptions from both Delisle and Gladish, she doesn't believe it could have been a meteor. She says a meteor would have been moving much faster and the coloring would have appeared differently. Meteors can be any color, but as a rule, are a consistent color. What these people were describing had different colors. So the head looked blue and then the tail was more of an orange, Van Lerhoven said. That's just something that doesn't happen with meteors. Yeah, I can say I've never seen that happen with any of the ones that I've seen. Van Lerhoven believes there may be another explanation for the recent unusual sightings, space junk falling to Earth. Space junk, when it comes in, comes through the atmosphere and starts glowing that can be more irregular because of the variety of materials that go into a spacecraft. Van Lerhoven also suggested it could be a very fast plane or someone playing with rockets. Gladys, however, doesn't think anyone in Dawson was playing with rockets on Friday morning, unless you're talking about someone in China or like a distant land playing with very high powerful rockets, then sure, she said. You know, I almost wonder if this thing was space junk, wouldn't it have been tracked? I mean, couldn't we find out? Goes on and says, this was not something that someone in Dawson was doing. This came from much, much higher, and it was much different to anything that would be locally caused. Van Lerhoven also dismissed another possibility, alien visitors. Now, she just dismisses this whole notion that's a UFO. Why? Well, because of her normalcy bias. If aliens were coming to Earth, we would know, she said. Now, right there, what she's doing is she's setting up a straw man argument. If aliens were coming to Earth, we would know. Well, you've got no proof of that. You're just making a statement, okay, with zero evidence, and then drawing a conclusion. That's not how logical thinking works. It's not how science works, okay? That's not how disclosure works. Simply because it would take them so much effort to get here that it would be very hard to imagine them getting here and not doing something dramatic enough that we would actually know about it. I don't know. What do we do when we land on other planets? We just kind of drop in and start taking pictures. I mean, maybe these things have been here so long that they don't consider us worthy of knowing about it. I could sit here for an hour and talk about why this argument that she has constructed is so fallible. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But people do this all the time, even smart people. And for some reason, they are scared to death, I think, talk about the possibility of UFOs, something they can't explain, and something that they don't have control over. Now, we have a little flashback here. If you remember, Yukon, that's where this UFO was shot down back in February. Let's take a quick look at what happened. It says, CTV News, what we know about the search for two flying objects shot down over Yukon and near Ontario. So that's actually two, not one. Recovery efforts are currently underway in the Yukon and Ontario for debris from a pair of unidentified objects that were shot down by U.S. fighter jets on Saturday and Sunday. Now, I've talked a lot about the one that was shot down in Alaska. I don't know if they're referring to that one, but it sounds like that's the case, that there were actually two in Canada proper. Then that means that there would have been four shoot-downs back in February 2023. One up in Alaska, one in Yukon, one here, it says, in Ontario, and then one over Lake Huron. Maybe they're confusing the one over Lake Huron with Ontario. It says, recovery efforts are currently underway in the Yukon and Ontario for debris from a pair of unidentified objects that were shot down by U.S. fighter jets on Saturday and Sunday. Described as cylindrical, the first object was shot down over central Yukon on February 11th. Reportedly octagonal, the second was brought down on February 12th over Lake Huron. Okay, so that's what they're doing there. Which sets between Michigan and Ontario. They join another mystery object as well as a much larger suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that were shot down over the U.S. on February 10th and 4th, respectively. Few details have emerged about the three smaller objects. They can't definitely say whether they are Chinese. We don't know for certain whether they're balloons or another type of object. So there's just a great deal of mystery surrounding this right now. Vincent Rigby, former National Security and Intelligence Advisor to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, told CTV's Power Play with Vasi Kapelos on Monday. Until they get this information and they see the wreckage, it's going to be very, very difficult to pull the pieces together. Now, he's telling you back last year that until they get the wreckage, they're not going to know what these things are. But if you ask the Biden administration today, they'll tell you that they were hobby balloons. Interesting how that worked out. In Canada, the recovery efforts are being coordinated by Public Safety Canada and led by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, with assistance from the Canadian Armed Forces in the Yukon and the Canadian Coast Guard in Ontario. NORAD, the U.S. Coast Guard, the FBI, the U.S. military, and others are also participating in the effort. Got no idea why the FBI should be involved with this. It says, we've deployed significant resources here to be able to recover the object, as well as diplomatic and international engagements going on to find more information and get solutions on this, Trudeau said from the Yukon on Monday. Of course, we know that none of that was true. The search lasted, reported, just a couple days, and then we were told that because of the snow and the rough terrain, they wouldn't be able to find it. How convenient. Goes on down a little ways. It says, we're exploring a very large area, McGillis told reporters Monday afternoon. It's unfortunately a very rugged and mountainous terrain. The weather conditions are not great. There's a very high level of snowpack in the region, so our efforts are going to be difficult. It will be challenging. It will take us some time. If you've ever flown over that area, you know that it just looks like a mountainous wasteland up there. I don't know how anything can live, man or beast. But, of course, they didn't find these things. But here we are a year later in Yukon, and people are seeing strange UFOs again. Now, we don't know whether the U.S. military will be sent up to shoot these things down or just what will happen. But it seems strange to me that a year after these three UFOs and the weather balloon were shot down, that yet again in the same general area, we have more UFOs being reported. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.